Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
All right, so have you ever had like a business idea? You know, one of those million-dollar ideas?
Oh, yeah.
But then you're like, is this actually good?
Right.
Is anyone going to want this?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're diving into today.
Absolutely.
It's using AI.
Okay.
Specifically, we're talking about ChatGPT to really put these ideas to the test before you, like, go all in.
That's right. And it's so critical.
Right.
I mean, you know, you think about it, and Forbes actually reports that 42% of startups fail because there's no market need.
Oh, wow.
They're just...
That's a lot.
It is a lot. It's like almost half.
Yeah.
So, you know, just imagine if you could avoid that pitfall from the very beginning.
That's where these insights come in from Jodi Cook.
Oh, okay.
So she's an entrepreneur. She's featured in Forbes. Mm. She was even on their 30 under 30 list.
Oh.
And she's got some really, really clever ways to use ChatGPT for validating business ideas.
So it's like you're saying we're having a built-in business consultant.
Yes.
Available all the time, 24/7, to like help test and refine these ideas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she outlines all these different prompts that you can use with ChatGPT. And the first one is all about explaining your business idea to ChatGPT as if you were talking to a, you know, really seasoned business strategist.
Interesting.
But here's what's really cool. ChatGPT doesn't just like passively listen.
Right.
It asks you follow-up questions.
Oh, wow.
It's like, whoa, hold on.
That's cool.
Tell me more about this.
Yeah.
So it really prompts you to think deeper about like all these different angles and the potential impact and like how it really fits into the market.
So it's like a brainstorming partner that's constantly pushing you to think bigger.
Yes.
And consider new angles you might have missed.
Exactly. And then Cook takes a really interesting turn with what she calls the hype test.
Oh, the hype test.
I know.
Okay, tell me more.
It sounds a little unorthodox, but stay with me.
Okay.
It involves asking ChatGPT to basically sell your idea back to you.
Okay.
So imagine ChatGPT telling you, like, oh my gosh, your website is crashing because there's so much traffic. Customers are raving about your product. You've got investors like lining up to get a piece of the action.
That's so interesting.
I know. And so while that might seem kind of silly,
yeah,
it taps into this really powerful principle, which is visualization.
Oh.
So by vividly imagining your success, you're not only getting a boost of motivation, but you're also figuring out if you really believe in this idea at a gut level.
So it's like a gut check.
Yes.
If you're not excited about this vision,
yeah,
then it might be a sign that your heart's not in it.
Exactly.
And we know that can really trip you up later on.
Yes. Lack of passion is a huge stumbling block when you inevitably face challenges down the road.
That's so true.
So we've brainstormed, we've gotten hype now. What?
Right, where do we go from there?
This is where Cook gets into actually identifying the problems that your idea is solving.
Okay.
Remember that stat about 42% of startups failing because they're not addressing a real market need?
Yeah. This prompt helps you avoid that.
Right.
Duck time.
So it involves asking ChatGPT to pinpoint 10 specific pain points that your idea could address.
Wow. Okay. So instead of just assuming...
Instead of just assuming there's a need, you're actually finding out what the need is.
Yeah. You're getting like concrete evidence.
Evidence. Yeah.
Of what people are struggling with.
And think about the advantage that gives you.
I know.
You know exactly what your audience is frustrated with before you even start building anything.
Totally.
Game changer.
Well, that's a cheat sheet.
Right.
To understanding your customers' needs.
Their desires.
And speaking of understanding your customer... Cook then dives into defining your ideal customer profile.
Okay.
Which goes way beyond just basic demographics. It's like their aspirations, their frustrations, even their knowledge gaps.
Interesting.
You really want to understand them on this deeper level.
So it's like creating a character profile for the person you're trying to reach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the more you understand your ideal customer,
mm-hmm.
the better you can tailor your product, your marketing, your overall business strategy to resonate with them. I like that you're going from shooting arrows in the dark to like having a laser focus.
Yes.
You know exactly what you're aiming for.
Exactly. But here's where Cook gets really clever.
Okay.
She introduces a prompt that tackles the biggest competitor of them all.
Which is indifference.
Indifference.
The apathy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
Because often it's not another business. It's just people not caring.
Exactly.
About your idea.
Yeah.
Enough to even look at it twice.
So she has, you asked ChatGPT to generate 10 reasons.
10 reasons.
Why your ideal customer might be indifferent to your idea. Ooh, that's interesting.
I know it sounds a little harsh.
Yeah.
But it's a brilliant way to force you to think critically and confront those weaknesses.
So it's like you're anticipating those skeptical voices and addressing them before they even come up.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Like anticipating those so what questions.
Right.
And really making sure that your idea stands out.
Stands out from the noise.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're preempting those so what questions, you know, making sure your idea really stands out.
Okay. So now we're getting down to brass tacks.
Okay.
Is this idea actually viable?
Yeah.
Or am I just chasing a pipe dream?
Right.
And this is where Cook has you put ChatGPT in the role of a consultant.
Interesting.
So it's providing this like objective assessment of your idea's potential.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, tell me 5 reasons why my idea might succeed and 5 potential pitfalls to watch out for.
So it's giving you both sides.
Yes.
You know,
strengths and weaknesses.
The good and the bad.
Exactly. But so you're really getting this balanced perspective based on everything you've told it.
That balanced feedback can be so helpful.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what are my blind spots?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges I might face?
Right.
Helps you make those decisions about what to do next.
So you might be thinking, okay, I've got ChatGPT on my side.
Yeah.
I've got these pain points identified.
Right.
I understand my customer. I'm ready to launch.
Right.
Right.
What else is there?
Well, Cook emphasizes this final and like most crucial step.
Oh, really?
Which is you got to get out there and talk to real potential customers.
Oh, okay.
It's one thing to have it on paper and like get positive feedback from AI, but you got to validate it in the real world.
So true.
This is where you bridge the gap between theory and reality.
All right.
Let's see if actual people are as excited about this idea.
As ChatGPT.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to help you with these conversations, Cook provides a prompt to craft a compelling value proposition.
Oh, okay.
So it's like that concise statement that explains why someone should care.
Yeah, like your elevator pitch.
Yeah, but with like AI helping you refine it.
Oh, that's cool.
But she doesn't just leave you there.
Okay.
She also helps you come up with specific questions to ask these potential customers.
Oh, that's so helpful.
Because these conversations aren't just about selling. It's about gaining insights.
Understanding their perspective.
Yeah, getting real feedback. You might be surprised.
Totally.
You might have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pivot.
Right.
Change things up.
It's all part of the process.
It is.
And I think that's like one of the most valuable takeaways from Cook's approach.
Yeah. What is it?
It's this continuous cycle of learning and iterating and improving and using AI to do it.
AI is just such a helpful tool. You know, it's like having a thought partner.
Yeah.
A sounding board throughout that whole journey.
And that can make all the difference.
It really can, especially in business when things are so unpredictable.
Right. So we've been focusing on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
But it's just one tool.
Right. It's a whole world out there.
What other AI tools are out there?
Yeah. What else could entrepreneurs be using?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are tools that can analyze market trends.
Okay.
Identify your competitors. You can even gauge sentiment on social media.
Oh, wow.
So it's really about finding that combination of tools that work for you.
That's a great point because not every tool is created equal.
No. And they're constantly evolving. So I think we're just going to see more and more tools that are really going to empower people to bring their ideas to life.
You know, one thing that struck me about Cook's approach.
Yeah.
Was the emphasis on the emotional side of entrepreneurship.
Right, right. It's not all about data and numbers.
Yeah, like the hype test.
Yeah.
You know, you're tapping into that passion.
Yeah, that motivation.
It drives you.
Absolutely, because it's a roller coaster.
It is.
And you need that fuel to get you through those tough times.
Yeah, you need that inner fire.
Like an internal compass, you know, even when things are uncertain.
So speaking of inspiration.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to entrepreneurs who are just starting out?
Don't be afraid to, like, experiment and learn.
Okay.
You know, entrepreneurship is all about constantly evolving.
Right.
Adapting, refining your approach.
Yeah. And AI can really help accelerate that process.
Totally. It's like you have this fast track to gaining insights and validating your assumptions.
So much better than like fumbling around in the dark.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And remember, the most successful entrepreneurs are the ones who are always learning and pushing those boundaries.
Yeah, you got to keep growing.
You do. And who knows? Maybe you'll be the one sharing your insights someday, inspiring the next generation.
I love that. So to wrap up.
Yeah.
Our deep dive on using AI for idea validation. What are some key takeaways?
Well, I think the biggest one is AI isn't just this futuristic thing, you know?
Right.
It's a powerful tool that's available to everyone.
And it's becoming more and more accessible.
It is. It really is.
It's like this secret weapon.
Yeah.
That can help you compete.
Yeah, level the playing field.
Even with those big players.
Exactly. And as we saw from Jody Cook's insights, AI can be used for so much more than just brainstorming ideas.
Right.
You can analyze them.
Mm-hmm.
Identify those potential problems, and then refine your approach based on actual feedback.
Real-world feedback.
Yes, exactly.
It's like having that personalized business coach in your pocket.
I like that analogy. And I think ultimately, success isn't just about having that light bulb moment.
Right.
You have to have the courage to test that idea, the resilience to adapt when things change.
Yeah, because things are always changing.
Always.
You know, roll with the punches.
You do. And you have to be willing to learn and innovate.
So it's about taking that leap of faith.
Yes.
But being prepared.
Absolutely.
For all the ups and downs.
It's a wild ride.
It is.
That's so worth it.
So to all those aspiring entrepreneurs out there.
Yes.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Test those ideas.
See where it takes you.
That's a wrap on our deep dive.
That's it.
Into AI-powered idea validation.
We hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you found it insightful.
And maybe learned a thing or two.
Added some new tools to your arsenal.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Keep innovating.
Keep learning.
Keep pushing those boundaries.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.